Sea Alaska is helping reopen Cake's fish processing plant. It's part of the regional Native Corporation's increased emphasis on Southeast Alaska investments. It also continues to expand its lower 48 businesses, some of which operate overseas. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld took a look at the corporation's annual statement and filed this report.
Cake Tribal, the Southeast Village's native corporation, is advertising on its Facebook page for fish processing plant workers. The long-closed facility will reopen with help from Sea Alaska. Chris McNeil is the regional native corporation CEO.
We believe that there is a significant opportunity to be able to reopen the fisheries operation, you know, at a village level, you know, recognizing that this is extremely challenging kind of thing to be able to accomplish.
Cake Tribal officials were not immediately available for comment. Sea Alaska estimates the effort will create about 35 jobs processing chum and pink salmon, including the roe.
And that's recognizing that it's a startup operation, so we're going to focus on a limited number of things that we intend to do well, and then we'll think about whether or not there are other opportunities as we move down the road.
A recently formed subsidiary, Ha'ani LLC, is also working on Southeast oyster farming, sand and gravel, wood pellet marketing, and CDQ development. That contrasts with years of investments in lower 48 businesses, including government contracting, which brought criticism from some shareholders and observers.
It's easier to do an 8A contract because you can get the profits right up front. Within a year's time, you can have a dividend.
Journalism professor Edgar Blatchford is a former chairman of the Chugach Alaska Regional Corporation and a former state economic development commissioner. He mourns the loss of regional investment by Alaska Native corporations, but he says Sea Alaska's recent efforts are in the right direction.
You talk about economic opportunities, development opportunities, entrepreneurial activities in rural Alaska. It takes time. It takes dedication. It takes commitment. It takes, you know, just stay in power. Can you do it long enough so that you can see the fruits of your labor?
While it's looking at regional growth, Sea Alaska's main businesses continue to be in the lower 48, and the corporation is expanding overseas. One operation is Global Logistics, a transportation brokerage and freight forwarding company that was recently reorganized and moved to Atlanta. McNeil says Sea Alaska also took over a business that guards embassies.
Security Alliance is a company which we acquired during this last year and has overseas contracts with the State Department, which we think could be a good growth area for us.
The corporation's changes are detailed in its 2010 annual report, released recently. It documents Sea Alaska's continued plastics manufacturing, government contracting, logging, and environmental services operations. It notes the shutdown of one business, Olympic Fabrication, a Shelton, Washington metals plant that was losing money. Overall, the corporation had its highest gross revenues year in 2010 at about $224 million, but it had one of its smaller net income years at around $15 million. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.